Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to be talking about the nation's largest veterans organization observing its 100th birthday, and the commander of the American Legion is here with us to talk about Memorial Day and other issues facing our American heroes. Brett Reistad is a U.S. Army vet. Was elected as the 100th National Commander of the American Legion during the organization's 100th National Convention last year. A retired lieutenant with the Fairfax County, Virginia Police Department, Reistad was a U.S. Army infantryman from 1974 to 1978, served with the Presidential Salute Battery of the 3rd U.S. Infantry Regiment, the Old Guard, as we say, at historic Fort Myer, Virginia. He participated in the inaugural ceremony for President Carter and other high-profile events. Brett's been quite an experience for you, huh? Between being in the military and now with the Legion. What a run, huh?
Absolutely, Bill, and it's great to be back with you.
Well, good to be talking to you again, too. Talking about the 100th anniversary for the American Legion. I mean, what a proud legacy and memorial.
You know, I can't say it any better than that. It's a great year for us to be celebrating all of the accomplishments of this organization over the last 100 years, and we're at that point where we chart the course for our future as well. So we're doing a lot to reach out to our communities and to let them know what the American Legion has done, both locally and nationally. And one of the great things as well that that we have worked toward this year is getting a series of commemorative coins from the United States Mint, which commemorates our centennial.
Very cool.
If anybody's interested and knows, you just go to our website at legion.org and you can learn more. But, yes, it's a great year to be serving as national commander as well.
Brett, you know, this time of year, as you know, I utilize the word memorial, and I think about Memorial Day. What a hallowed and solemn day, as you put it. That is a real special time, you know, for vets, and I believe for all of America, to honor the American heroes since our nation's founding, as you say, right?
Well, you're absolutely correct about that. I mean, we should not only be honoring our heroes, but by honoring our heroes, we're respecting those family members that suffered the loss of their loved ones, and also we're setting an example for those that are going into the military or currently serving in the military, showing our respect for their service as well. And I do get a lot of feedback from our members on how people look at Memorial Day in the general public, and to say happy Memorial Day to somebody is kind of a dig to a veteran who knows what Memorial Day is all about and may have served with those that have given their lives to their country. It is a solemn day for us. It's not a day for barbecues as far as the veterans are concerned, or the veterans' families, or the active duty service members. People tragically lost their lives in the defense of our country, and even in accidents, training accidents and such. And I think that our public should pay the appropriate respect to them on that date.
Well, you know, Brett, I'm glad you brought this up. I mean, I think you and I talked about it last year. It just seems disconnected to say Happy Memorial Day. Because it is so solemn a day and what it represents. And I still, for the life of me, and I've talked to other vets as well, and I'm just saying, what is the appropriate salutation? We've got to come up with something that really frames this correctly. And because it's so easy for us to say, you know, Happy Memorial Day, or to say, you know, Happy Easter or any other event. But this is much more solemn, and we've got to find a better salutation. I've been struggling, I got to tell you, admittedly, I mean, for decades, I've been struggling with this, and I keep thinking, okay, one night, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning is going to come up, and I'm going to have the exact salutation to say.
Well, I have one for you to consider.
Yeah, please.
Remember.
Oh, yes.
Just simply remember.
Remember. Yeah, I like that. So. Or even if you said remembering. remembering Memorial Day, remembering, you know, it's the act of, this is what we're doing to remembering Memorial, remember Memorial Day. I like that. That's good.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, I don't really think that people, when they say Happy Memorial Day, mean it to mean Happy Memorial Day. I understand that, you know, I guess it's just something that's ingrained into our daily salutations, as you put it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, it's very colloquial. Well, you know, the thing also, let's address really quick here in the last 3 minutes we've got together here, Brent. You know, some of the major issues that our veterans are dealing with that the American Legion is focusing on this year.
Well, you know, there's a number of different things that we have in our portfolio, so to speak. The Legion determines its legislative priorities by virtue of resolutions that come from our local posts. So there are many, many of them, but we identify some of the priorities. Of course, veteran suicide is a big one that we need to put focus on. We're trying to work with the Veterans Administration to promote the recognition of the signs and symptoms of suicide and understanding better PTSD and TBI and some of the things that that may be leading to that. Because we believe that educating the community is important to recognize a veteran that is in distress and needs help and to know where to direct them. Securing funding for a strong national defense is always something that we're concerned about, and making sure that our service members are equipped with the very best equipment and that we are ready for any conflict that we may be cast into. Women's health care is important as well, recognizing such issues as military sexual trauma and the fact that women have unique health needs that should separate them from the male population and give them the privacy that they need to have their health care attended to.
Exactly.
In a private environment. Expanding the Agent Orange benefits to our Blue Water Navy veterans. There's been some progress on that, and that's something that we're behind with the Blue Water Navy Act in both the House and Senate, and there's been a recent court hearing that may eclipse both of those in being the way to go as far as getting those Blue Water Navy veterans their benefits and their treatment. We'll always be concerned about the full accounting of POWs and MIAs. You're probably aware, too, of the government shutdown this year and how it impacted on our Coast Guard. So we're working with Congress with a legislation called Pay the Coast Guard Act to ensure that they don't find themselves in that situation again in another government shutdown where they go without a paycheck. Legion worked very hard to help those that were in the most need during that period of time. Supporting the Veterans Administration hospitals, trying to steer away from full privatization. We want to preserve and strengthen the system that we currently have. We are looking at the issue of burn pits. One of the things that we have always been behind has been protecting our American flag. So I'm sure we'll see some new legislation for that as well. And lastly, one of the things that we're really trying to push this year is extending the wartime service period. And what that basically is something we call the Legion Act. What we're looking at is instead of having these multiple wartime periods of eligibility for the Legion and also just designating wartime periods, we feel that because of all of the incidents that occurred during the supposed peacetime periods, that there should be one wartime service period from December 7, 1941 until present day. This accounts for the Cold War veterans and the 1,600 that have either died or been injured in incidents with our military during those peacetime eras.
Exactly. Well, Brett, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Very simply, to our website at legion.org or to a local American Legion post.
Well, this marks the 75th anniversary of D-Day, by the way. 2,500 American heroes lost their lives during that operation, which marked the beginning of the end for the Axis powers and led to the liberation of Europe. We have such a rich history and so much to remember this Memorial Day, and we're grateful for the National Commander of the American Legion, Brett Reistad, to be with us here on Bill Martinez Live. Commander, thank you as always. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.